Mark wanted to do a discussion tonight entitled
When the Christian's Conscience is Bound by the Law.
When the Christian's conscience is bound by the law. Now, civil law is becoming more and more persecutory against Christians. And they are taking a stand against those who are taking a stand for their faith, bottom line. And whenever the civil government, the federal government, state government, county government, city governments try to bind Christians' consciences by mandating law, that is persecution. Bottom line, it's persecution. My conscience was bound when I was told by the state of Missouri that I had to, as a social worker, I had to license homosexuals as foster parents and place children with homosexuals. And I refused to have my conscience bound, and so I was terminated. I was fired because of that. And so we took that case to the federal court, and we won in a very fierce battle over this issue of not having one's conscience bound because of their faith. Many, many people are now being persecuted because they are taking a position over their faith, not wanting to patronize the homosexual lifestyle with wedding cakes, wedding photography, and churches not wanting to ordain homosexuals as ministers, not wanting song leaders to get up and sing as homosexuals. And it's now it's considered to be hate speech if you come out against the homosexual lifestyle. That is persecution of Christians, pure and simple. It's binding the consciences of Christians. Back in the Great Inquisition, many Christians' consciences were bound because they would not subscribe to the temporal authority of the Roman Catholic Church in having their children baptized as infants, not having their children participate in child communion, forcing wafers down their throats, not participating in indulgences, denying the doctrine of purgatory, denying the bloody mass. And so they were persecuted, and many millions were killed. And they were willing to die rather than have their consciences bound because of this mandated law. So whenever the law comes against and causes a person to forces them to do something that goes against their conscience, then that is persecution. The U.S. government is persecuting Christians as we speak. Many, many state governments are persecuting Christians as we speak. Many, many county governments are persecuting Christians as we speak. Many, many city governments are persecuting Christians as we speak. Because they take it, because those Christians take a stand against homosexuality, they take a stand against abortion, they take a stand against the Roman Catholic Church, they take a stand against Jesuits, they take a stand against atheism and agnostics, and those people that are on the other side of the camp want to force their lifestyle, their religion, and their philosophy down the throats of Christians. That's called binding Christians' consciences. Now, what are we Christians to do? Are we to succumb? Are we just to throw in the towel and say, oh, well, it's the law. We can't say anything against homosexuals. It's the law. We have to accept abortion. It's the law. We have to, you know, accept people smoking pot in certain states, it's the law. We have to support alcoholism, it's the law. We have to support, and on and on and on, okay? Now, what I want to say is that one better wake up fast, because our society is going downhill quickly. And when they do go downhill, when it goes downhill to that effect, get ready for persecution to start happening in the Christian faith in a very much more rapid fashion. Be prepared for persecution. Paul suffered persecution at the hands of not only the temporal government, but also at the hands of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the high priests and the religious government. And all the apostles suffered persecution, as well as they were all martyred except for John, who was boiled in oil. Why did they persecute him such? Because they wouldn't go along. They would not have their consciences bound. That's why. So the question is at hand is this: when is it right to disobey the law? I get so sick and tired of these preachers talking about it's never right to disobey the law. You know, kings are ordained by God. It's never right to uphold evil. Never right to uphold evil. It's never right to uphold evil. And if your conscience is telling you it's right to uphold evil, in other words, it's right to uphold murder of innocent of babies. It's right to uphold homosexuality. It's right to uphold pot smoking, alcoholism. It's right to uphold pornography. It's upright. It's all right to upright to uphold gay marriage. It's all right to uphold adultery. It's all right to uphold fornication. It's all right to uphold theft. It's all right to uphold lying. It's never right to uphold any of those things, even if the government mandates it. Yes, the government has mandated murder. The government has legitimized pot smoking in some states. The government has legitimized homosexuality in many states. The government has legitimized pornography rampant all over the United States. The government has legitimized things that are totally contrary to the Word of God. And so we have to take a stand against it as Christians. And we have to call those in authority corrupt, evil, anti-God, anti-biblical institutions. That's what they are. And anybody that says anything else other than that, their conscience has already been bound and assuaged, and they have become hardened. Their hearts have become hardened. Their minds have become numbed, desensitized to all of this stuff. You know, there was a time when preachers preached against sin in the pulpit. They preached against homosexuality. They preached against adultery, divorce and remarriage, fornication, alcoholism, drugs, heroin, cocaine, marijuana, crack. There's a time when preachers preached against pornography and nudity and everything else, and gambling. Look at gambling. Gambling has been legalized throughout the United States, but it's totally contrary to the Word of God to get something for nothing. Bible says that if a man does not provide for his own household, he's worse than an infidel. And yet, people will tell you, well, we're living in a different world now. People expect stuff for free now. They do. This gambling thing has caused it too. And now they're even supporting the educational system with gambling. Anyone that supports lottery tickets, gambling of any kind, is coming against the Word of God. Pure and simple. Pure and simple. Thou shalt not covet. That's what it's promoting, covetousness. Well, folks, we're going to see a lot more attempts by the government to bind the consciences of Christians. And so, this is a warning I'm throwing out to everybody that you better get prepared to either succumb and go along with the system and be a little puppy dog, be a little sheeple people, or say, no, I refuse to have my conscience bound. This is my faith. This is the faith that has been given to me by God through His Word. And my conscience will not be bound to this issue. And you're going to have to take one position or the other. And you know what? We can purpose and resolve that, but God's grace is the only one that will cause us to take a stand. Look at Peter. He denied Christ 3 times, and he swore that he would never deny Christ. The only way that we can have that kind of resolve and take a stand for the cause of Jesus Christ is if He gives us continual amazing grace. That's it. It's not of ourselves, lest any man should boast. But that being said, it doesn't give us a license to licentiousness. It doesn't give us a license to allow our consciences to be bound by the government. And so, I want you to think about this message. I want you to share it with your email buddies. And I want you to think about being prepared for persecution. We see it already happening in Canada. It's happened there for 5 years. And it's now beginning to rapidly happen in the United States. Father, we pray that You would take this message and use it for Your glory. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.